I have often heard from parents, and I'm sure most of you know this by experience, how different it is to raise young children from older children. So typically parents will say how the difficulty with the very young children is you have to do everything for them. You have to make all the decisions for them. You even have to pick them up and carry them around, and they're completely dependent, and that's a taxing responsibility for the parents. What a little child wears, what a little child eats, where a little child goes, where he goes to school, pretty much everything is decided by the parents. As the child gets older, of course, he starts to take on, make decisions of his own. And once you talk about a 15 or an 18-year-old child, well, the parents can't just pick him up anymore, and he can't make decisions for him or for her. So there's a lot, that's a different kind of difficulty. It's not as physically taxing, but sometimes it's more difficult, especially if the children start to make decisions that don't respect the values of the parents. And every parent knows this experience. Now, why am I going into this? I think it gives us an insight into why Jesus finds it easier to drive out demons than to convince people to follow him. When it comes to driving out demons, and today's gospel is another example, he drives out a demon that's mute. He drives out demons all the time. And all he has to do is tell the demon to get out, and it happens. He has absolute control over the demons. In a certain way, now this is a very bad analogy, but in a certain way, it's like a parent of a very young child. The child doesn't really have a decision in the matter. The parent says, time to go to bed, I'm going to pick you up and put you in the bed. And that's it, I'm driving you out. So I said, bad analogy, but in this sense, the will of the parent just determines everything for the young child. The will of Jesus determines that the demon is going to go out. The demon is not converted. He just has to obey by force. And that's why it's easy, because he's not trying to get the demons to change their minds, he's just deciding what's going to happen. So there's no real contest there, because he has absolute authority. It's more difficult, this is why it's a little bit surprising, it's actually more difficult for Jesus to deal with the people, especially the religious leaders, or in the case of today's gospel, those who are questioning whether he's on the side of the demons or on the side of God. Maybe he drives out demons by the prince of demons. The title of the prince of demons was Beelzebul. Beelzebul means Baal, the prince Baal. So they were saying, here's this man Jesus has authority over evil spirits. Maybe it's because he's on their side. And Jesus, it's difficult to deal with that kind of an attitude, because he can't simply say, get out. I mean, he could tell them to go away. He could force them to go from one place to another if he wanted to, but that wouldn't accomplish the very thing he has come to do, which is to reconcile us all with the Father. So he has to appeal to us. He has to try to win our hearts. Something like parents with teenage children, you can't just tell them what to do. You have to reason with them, you have to respect them, you have to have, there's a lot more interaction, and there's a lot of listening that goes on with older children, and a lot of exercise of authority in a kind of gentle way. Otherwise it backfires, as you know. So Jesus has this challenge of dealing with people who are hard of heart. Hardness of heart is certainly one of the dominant themes of today's liturgy. It's very well described in Psalm 95. So our response today is, If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice. So it's implying simply hearing the voice of God does not determine what happens. We have to respond, and that means we have to soften our hearts. We have to be willing to accept and respond. We have this terrible option of not doing what we hear, of not responding. That's hardness of heart. So it's not simply that God decides it and it happens, like he did in creation, or like when Jesus drives out the demons. It's all divine will in action. But when it comes to this interaction with us and the human will, we have to soften it. Now, this is not a problem only in the time of Jesus. This has been the problem from the beginning. Today's first reading also gives a good description of it. Jeremiah, well, God speaking through Jeremiah, lays it out. Puts it very simply, in fact. This is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice, then I will be your God. You shall be my people. Very simple. You listen to me, and you can be mine. Walk in all the ways that I command you so that you may prosper. Simple. I have a great plan for you. Follow my plan and you'll have a great fruitful journey. That's exactly what didn't happen. And we know this is the whole story of the Old Testament. Time after time after time, God gives a word, the people don't follow the word. God sends a prophet, they kill the prophet. God lays down a law, they break the law. God makes a covenant, they don't follow the covenant. This is the tragedy of human history, all human history. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts, hardness of heart. They turned their backs, not their faces, to me. What we're being reminded of here is the danger of us making this same mistake again, this same tragic decision to harden our hearts against God. It's as if this point near the middle of Lent, we're being reminded, just because it's Lent, just because God is giving us a way of salvation, of redemption, just because God is speaking to us, just because this is a holy time of year, it doesn't mean it's going to work. It doesn't mean that we will respond. We have to do it. Now, with every help, he gives us every grace needed for us to make changes, to repent and to respond, and to be converted, yes. But we still have to do it. So the psalm response is not just for today, but for every day. It's a guiding word in the season of Lent. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Listen and obey. Listen and follow. Walk in the light. Follow the commandments. Let him cleanse the temple of your heart. Could be said in many different ways, but the message is the same. Don't be a rebellious teenager. Be childlike in your trust in the guidance of our Heavenly Father.